With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Nearly 5 years ago, a bus trip to a nearby county to see barn quilts spurred Kay Hendricks into action.
It started as a result of a bus tour that my friend Karen and I took to Kankakee County barn quilts. And I said, oh my goodness, what's the matter with McLean County? We need to have barn quilts here.
She and Karen formed a committee and began planning for a barn quilt heritage trail in McLean County.
We met as our first committee in January of 2012. And by October, we had 11 quilts up. At our first meeting, Corn Belt Energy offered to hang all of the quilts for us as a community service, and they have continued to do so throughout. As of August 2015, we had 38 quilts up, and we have since then put up three more.
Members of the committee have painted most of the quilts, and while most look like traditional quilt squares, many include a personal touch, such as a Jersey cow at Rop Jersey Cheese, or a pumpkin at Raider Family Farms.
A traditional cotton quilt is made up of many blocks generally, but for the barn quilt, it's usually just one block that is enlarged to 8 foot by 8 foot. And oftentimes they represent something personal from the family. If the wife or mother or grandmothers were quilters, they oftentimes have a pattern that they would like to choose from. We've also done a couple of memorial quilts.
Hendricks says a map of the McLean County Barn Quilt Heritage Trail is available within a full-color booklet with pictures and information about each barn quilt and its location, as well as poems written by local published poets.
In addition to having pictures of the quilt, the poems, and a brief history of the family, there's also in the middle a map of McLean County that has all of the quilts marked on it and what roads they are by, with a list beside it that has the name of the quilt and the exact location address of that. So people can take the brochure, and since we have quite a few now, it's impossible to see all of them realistically in one day. So we've broken it up into four different routes.
Booklets are available at the University of Illinois Extension Office in McLean County, the McLean County Museum of History, and the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington. Hendricks looks forward to completion of the project later this year, with plans for the final quilts going up by August of 2016 to make 50 in all. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.